in a German bill, with a Cuban cigar, in the middle of Paris with a Dominican bar. Great head on her shoulder, she probably studied abroad. She transferred to Harvard from King's College in March. She says that I'm her favorite cause she admires the art. Michelangelo with the flow, Picasso with the bar. She's well put together like a piece by Gershwin. Renaissance style, tonight is pitch perfect. So smile and pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while. Was from Norway to Egypt. Hey. I'm to the point like the pyramids of Giza. Still I'm to the left like the tower out in Pisa. I'm feeling single, baby, I could use a feature. Hey. Swagger like Caesar, I'll get you a visa. Hey. We can go to Italy and maybe see the Colosseum. I'll be Da Vinci if you be my Mona Lisa. And I smile, so pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while. Wherever it lands, that's where we'll go. We'll hit up Europe, and spend some euros. Or maybe visit Berlin, the walls with the murals. This is your month, baby, sign of the Virgo. Private reservations, glasses full of Merlot. A rosé, a burgundy, traveling like turbo. Brush up on your Espanol, we're Barcelona bound for smile. So pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while.
I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this. In that automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake up, put up. Got all these pounds, I work out, I'm doing cool. Just Bobby Bands is in the building, pop that, throw a foot up in the air. One time for an like me with a squad like this, with a team so strong and the flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad, bad in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it, bitch.
We in it, bitch.
They think they seeing me, but they ain't seen.
But they ain't seen.
Girls on the pole yelling make me rich. Yeah. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me, nothing can't tell me. All in my zone, all on my own. Yeah. Open that pack, yeah. Rolling that strong. And we still up in this. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. That is down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
We still in this.
We still in this.
We still in this. Yes, it's turning shit up loud. Only buy another round. They try to shut us down. Hustle game. Now I'm up. Go, but we still in this.
I got big wheels on my ride. Spent about 6 meals on my ride. You kept me swerving all of your side of town. Don't kill my vibe. Don't blow my high. Just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie, I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air, hood that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker, listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you, you want trouble, I got plenty, how you want it, bullets in me, I'm so rich, so all that, what you kick it, don't offend me, don't get cute, off in it, I spend meals all on this shit, boy, it been 11 years of this shit, look at me now, still in it, yeah, I stand tall, no can fall, you picking that, so can't touch it, G, see me, don't speak, ain't nothing, G. I'm in my zone, don't fuck on me.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
Me and all my, all these bad, all this free liquor. Surrounded by so many women, one of these might be your wife. She looking for a that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I stay stunned. Low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic Rich. I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash. Got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that. Yo team with a freak set. 100 deep in VIP. It's always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got it, she about to swallow my babies. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded. Trippy.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
Due to technical difficulties, the Sheila Show will start in 5 minutes.
I can't see you. I can't see you. Got a candle on the cop to Maybach, already had the vert. I got big money visions, Sammy Sosa pigeons. What that mean? That mean they jumping out the kitchen. And I'm on the money mission. Nobody can stop me. Just grab your camcorder, press record, and go on and watch me. And you can stay on my ice just like you playing hockey. And in the booth, I beat the beat up. Call me Rocky, yeah, I'm cocky. Cool. Daddy says, oh, ride around right with that nigga. Ride with a ho. Hey, Keisha, smoking on Keisha. My lovers talk for me, they say, hi, can I meet you? G5, I'm high in the sky, ho. I can't see you.
Hello and welcome back to the Sheila Show. Yeah. We had a little bit of technical difficulty in here, yeah. So I'd start a little later, but I'm back on.
What's that on that beat?
I'm back.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene, but my roof gone. When I leave the scene, bet your boot gone. And I beat the beat like a new song. Two chain, but I got me a few.
That's what we're doing. Alright, so. Let's see. We're going to be talking about superheroes, mostly the whole Marvel world. Me personally, I'm more a Marvel fan more than I am a DC fan. So. We're going to be talking about Marvel, so some people might get sick of that, but you're going to have to love it because that's what I'm going to keep talking about. And I'll refer to a lot of the characters that I enjoy watching and I enjoy seeing on screen rather than the people I don't really care about. So you're going to hear a lot of Chris Evans, a lot of Captain America, a lot of Wanda, Winter Soldier, a lot of that. So get used to it. All right. And... just to start us off a little bit, I'm going to play a song from the first Black Panther. Here's Oops by Kendrick Lamar. Let's get that.
I know it hurts. 20 of them.
actually. I'm deciding I'm just gonna, because I don't, it's not working right now, but I'm just going to, I'm just gonna start off the full segment, because it's not working, and I can't get logged into this computer right now, but I can talk all day about this subject, so honestly, it doesn't matter, not gonna lie. All right, so just to give you a little backstory for any of the people who are not that big of fans of Marvel, or even superhero movies in general, like, if you're not really, you don't know much about Marvel superheroes or, like, DC superheroes, general about Marvel, the whole Marvel universe. And it's my favorite superhero franchise, and I most recently got into, like, the X-Men part of it, like, the whole, like, mutant part of it, because I feel like Marvel is, like, superheroes that save the world, and they have kind of, like, basic superpowers, if that makes any sense. Like, they kind of, like, most of them are, like, just, like, really good at a lot of stuff, and they're trained in a lot of stuff, if that makes any sense. Like, you know, you have Black Widow, who, like, she's really good at combat, and she can fight, she can, like, use these guns very well. You have her, and then you have Hawkeye, who's very good at archery, so that's, like, their superpower. But with X-Men, you kind of have people who, like, have, like, they were born, like, with, like, mutants. Like, they might look like a lizard, you know, or they might be able to teleport, you know, they might have a tail, you know, stuff like that. That's kind of how X-Men is. So according to, like, Wikipedia, and I looked through a lot of, like, different articles, but I feel like Wikipedia kind of said it the best of, like, what Marvel is. And it describes Marvel Perfect as a series of American superhero films produced by Marvel Studios based on characters that appear in publications by Marvel Comics. These films, and this is just my part, the films of Marvel date all the way back to 2002, starting with Spider-Man, but films about Avengers start in 2008. And Marvel is just, like, the brand and franchise itself, if that makes any sense, and then Avengers is, like, the team within the Marvel movies and the Marvel Comics that they fight for, basically. And I feel like that's kind of complicated, but it, like, but I feel like you would catch, you just catch on as I keep talking about it. You'll catch on eventually. And I enjoy Avengers so much, but let me just touch on the whole, oh, the Marvel dates back to 2002, but Avengers 2008. Basically, like, the older Spider-Man movies that have Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, those are the ones that, like, date back a little more. Like, the 2002 one is with Tobey Maguire. Those are the ones that are farther back in time. But then you have 2008 that starts with Iron Man, because he's a part of the Avengers. The movies that happened before that, they weren't so really Avenger Marvel. They were just Marvel movies that they had put out, basically. Still really good movies. I feel like the two Spider-Man movies that came out were some of the best, in my opinion, personally. I would say this to the day I die, that those are some of the best, like, Marvel films in general. They were really good. And some other movies that are technically Marvel but are not Avengers are X-Men Days of Future Past. There's Deadpool, X-Men Apocalypse, Deadpool 2, Logan, X-Men Dark Phoenix, and Venom. So, yeah, there's literally so many movies. There's close to about, with movies and TV shows, there's about 51 movies and TV shows, and that's crazy. But 34 of them are about, like, movies in general. And my mom, like, loves to watch some Marvel TV shows. I don't really tend, like, do that, because, again, for TV shows, I feel like TV shows are a bigger commitment than a movie. Like, obviously, a movie, like, 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours, but I feel like, you know, there's so much happening in the movie, and the movie kind of, like, sums it up. You have the beginning, you see why they're the way they are, you see, you know, them fighting, you see them love interest, all within those 2-3 hours, and it's fine. With the show one, those shows can run for, like, 40 minutes, like, close to an hour long, shows in general. They run, some of them run for, like, so long that it kind of gets, like, it kind of, for me personally, it just kind of gets so annoying, because then you have to, like, wait till the next episode comes out. You have to wait. They get sometimes leave you on a cliffhanger for a show, and then they never come back with a second season. Like, you know, it's just stuff like that. If I'm like, a show is a bigger commitment than a movie, so I like watching the Marvel movies more so than the Marvel shows. But I do gotta say, I'm just gonna veer off a little bit in terms, because I'm gonna talk about the TV shows right now for a little. The Marvel shows that have came out, like about the Avengers cast, like Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you have WandaVision, you have Hawkeye. Those, oh my gosh, they are some of the best shows I've ever watched. Like, I will say this, like, those shows, those three specifically, so good. Loki, I took me some time with Loki, not gonna lie, because that one, there was just a lot of talking. You know, there's a lot of talking, especially in the first season, a lot of talking, and I'm like, I cannot do this. Like, so I stopped it. Then when the second season came, I was like, I can't just, you know, start watching this. Like, I just can't, like, just start watching without really knowing what happened in the first season. So I went back to the first season, watched the whole thing from the beginning. Yes, watched the whole thing from the beginning, and then I finished it. I think it was the same night, too. I was up for a long time. I forgot what I was doing. I think that whole time, I was just, like, up crocheting, like, a beanie or something. I was up for a long time, and I just, like, finished the whole entire series, and I really enjoyed it. I wish I would have, you know, watched the first season earlier, and I would have went through it the first time. I even told my mom, because she literally did the same thing I did. She watched it. She got bored because there's so much talking and not enough, like, action or anything going on. She stopped it, and then she never went back to it. I don't think to this day she's ever gone back to it, not gonna lie. And I told her after I finished it, I was like, you have to go back and watch the show. It's, like, really good. Like, after you get past, like, the, you know, no talking that happens for most of it, it's actually really good. So I told her that. Hopefully she, like, listens to me, because it's actually really good. I'm hoping for a third season, even though I don't think they will, because I'm not going to spoil anything. But the way it ends is just, like, so, it's, like, obviously the way it ends, I don't want him in that position, but it just ends so well for him that I'm, like, let's not ruin this. Let's not try to change this storyline. Don't try to bring it, you know, drag it out any more than it needs to, basically. So I'm all for it staying the way it is, but it's such a good show that I would want another season, basically. WandaVision, I love that show so much. Oh my gosh, it had the perfect mixture of, like, sadness, you know, happiness. It was, like, curiosity. It was so perfect. One of the best shows I've ever watched, period, and one of the best shows that, like, Marvel put out. So I really enjoyed it. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I enjoyed. There was another one. Oh, Hawkeye, I really liked. Hayley Steinfeld did so good in that. I loved her in that one. And Jeremy Renner, but, you know, Hayley Steinfeld did so good because she was, like, a newer character being brought in. Oh, Miss Marvel, that's another one. Miss Marvel just came out, and that was, like, our first glimpse at her and her superpower and what she does. I watched that one after I watched, I believe I watched it after I watched The Marvels. They watched Captain Marvel The Marvels for my radio show that I have on Tuesday, Popcorn and Review. I watched it for that because I was talking about an action movie. So I was like, let me just watch that. Let me see. And I enjoyed it for the most part. People said it was really bad. I don't think it was bad. It was a pretty good movie for what it was. But I watched that, and then I went back to watch Miss Marvel, and I really enjoyed it. I feel like Kamala is such a good character. So I liked it. But to go back on the topic of movies, because I veered off a bit. Yeah, let's go back. And the big thing I like about Marvel is their choices and how they pick their actors and the actors who play these roles, because they're all, like, well-known and they all do so well. Like, it's one of those things where it's, like, I cannot think of anyone else who could have done this. Obviously, I feel like when you watch something for a long time, it's, like, kind of hard to be like, oh, you know, actually, this person would do better in this role. But, like, for this one, I can't think of it. Let me just name, I have a big list, but I'm just name them all. I'll, like, run through this, speed run this. Okay, there's Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, Chris Evans as Captain America, Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, Mark Ruffalo as Hulk, Chris Hemsworth as Thor, Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man, Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther, Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda Maximoff, Chris Pratt as Star-Lord, Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, Paul Bettany at Doctor Strange, and Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye. And so many more. That's crazy. Like, obviously there's so many superheroes, but that's just crazy. Like, that is probably, I think it's about probably like 10, 15 names, not even that much, but either way, there's so many people. I was like thinking of honestly like going through every single person, writing every single person down, but I think when I actually saw the list of how many people is like in that whole franchise, I was kind of like, actually, I can't do that. Like, that'll probably take me, that'll probably take me like the whole radio show to go through every single person that has like been a superhero in the show, I mean, in a show or a movie, honestly, or has like been featured in this, because there's so many celebrities. So honestly, look up the list. I encourage everyone to look up the list just to see who's on there, because there's so many people. All right. And then I'm going to move on to telling you a little bit about the characters and my opinion on them. And I'll do that. And I'm going to go through like my favorite character. I'm not going to go through every single person, but I'm going to go through my favorite ones. Okay. And me personally, I like to say Iron Man kind of started it all, because he was the first, like, he was the first Marvel movie, or Avenger movie, I should say. He was the first Avenger movie that we saw. It came out in 2008. I really like that movie. I literally go on these, like, random, like, urges to, like, watch the whole Marvel series. Me personally, I like to skip Infinity War and Endgame. I cannot take any heartbreak, so I like to skip those two. I will not be forced to watch, like, these people disintegrate or these people die. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. I skip over those two, but I'll watch every other movie. And since I watch the Marvels, I usually skip over, what's it called? Captain Marvel. I skip over that one just because that movie never, like, really, like, attracted me to watch it ever. Like, nothing really was like, oh, you need to watch this movie. Not even people were ever like, oh, my God, you need to watch a movie, so good. So I just never went on to watch it. But I will watch it. Since I watched the Marvel, I watched Ms. Marvel, I'm going to take time and watch Captain Marvel just to see, even though I already know everything that happened. But Iron Man is like probably one of my favorite movies out of the whole timeline, I got to say. Okay. And he also, to me, like the Batman of the Avengers, if that makes any sense. Because, you know, Batman's, you know, he's rich. Even though he's kind of an orphan, but he's rich, and he like, his main powers comes from his suit that he built in his Batmobile. That's kind of where he gets his power, and that's kind of how he has, like, the advantage over other people. That's literally kind of what Iron Man is. He has money, and he built himself a suit that could easily fight over people that literally have, like, actual super, like, aliens that have actual superpowers. Iron Man uses the suit that he created to do it. That's crazy. It's crazy that that even compares, but that's just crazy to me. But we'll move on to, yeah, he's a good character. I'm going to move on to, who else? I'm going to go, oh, Captain America. I think he was probably the first, like, one in the Avengers that was kind of like, yeah, I like him. One, Chris Evans in general. Like, he's Chris Evans. Like, you know, I can't say much. Can't say much about that. It's Chris Evans. What do you expect? I love his character. I like his backstory. His backstory was cute. I liked his movies. My favorite movie in Marvel in general. Like, Iron Man might be one of my favorite movies, but, like, top tier number one on my list out of the 30-something movies on that list, number one is Captain America and the Winter Soldier. I love that duo, Captain America and Winter Soldier, best duo. I really wish that instead of, oh my gosh, what was his, Falcon, oh my gosh, I was like, what was his name? Even though I love Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan, okay, Sebastian Stan, and I really wish that instead of Anthony Mackie, who plays Falcon, instead of him getting the shield, that Winter Soldier, aka Sebastian Stan, would have gotten it. Me personally, I get why they gave it to him, okay, but I think he would have gotten it. Him and Steve were literally like besties. Like, they were friends. They were together, like, they were together as friends for a long time. So I would say, hey, just give it to him. Just give him the shield at the end when he, like, you know, goes back in time to be with his one true love. Oh my gosh, so cute. But what the heck? Why would you do that? I would never. I cannot. Like, I just cannot. Like, he goes back in time, and then he's, like, basically dead. Like, that's so sad to me, but crazy. And also on Marvel.com, which I don't think I even knew this existed until now, like that Marvel had a whole thing, like a whole website that literally tells you everything you want to know about Marvel, like Marvel and the Marvel characters and everything. Literally, they like break it down. They will show you every single movie they ever put out. But they call him the Avengers, not the Avengers, the leader of the Avengers, which is understandable. But I don't know. I think personally, Iron Man, every time that I see him, even in a group of people, like in the group when they're like fighting or something, I would think, yeah, Iron Man, he's the leader. He's the one that's telling him. He's the one coming up with all the plans. He's the one that has the technology, just saying, and the access to everything. Iron Man has it. Captain America, he's a good leader in general, which is understandable, and that's kind of how he got like the whole Civil War movie. But personally, I would say Captain Iron Man is the leader. But that's just me. That's just me, though. Yeah. And this kind of Captain America's bio on Marvel.com. Is recipient of the Super Soldier Serum, World War II hero Steve Rogers fights for American ideals as one of the world's mightiest heroes and the leader of the Avengers. So, I don't think he's the leader, though, personally. But that's just me. And then next we're going to move on to, actually, since we're here, we'll just talk about Spider-Man. Might as well. Spider-Man. I enjoyed all the Spider-Man movies. I have to go back and watch the ones with Tobey Maguire because I don't think I even started them. And I don't blame me for that because, to be honest, I don't think Disney Plus had them all when I was trying to watch them. So I blame Disney Plus. I really want to watch all the movies, but I blame Disney Plus for not allowing me access to watch them all at one time. So I wanted to watch them. I enjoy all the Spider-Man movies in general because I have at one point seen them in my life and I've seen multiple clips of it, but I need to go back and watch it in full, like while I'm like actually paying attention, if that makes any sense. But Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, and Tom Holland as Spider-Man, they all did really good. There's some debate that, you know, some might be better, which again is reasonable, but I think they all play the role really well. But the thing is, I feel like they're all different types of Spider-Man, if that makes any sense. Like, as much as they're all supposed to be the same, and they're all supposed to be, how do we explain it? They're all supposed to be like this young kid that suddenly develops a power, which is understandable. But I feel like they're at different points in their life, even though he's a high school student. They're all different points. Tom Holland plays it more as a, like, I feel like he is like the epitome of like a young kid, dorky, I shouldn't call him dorky, but like young dorky kid who just wants, you know, who discovers he has a power or discovers his ability to like do what he can do. And then he uses it and then he's trying to like handle that. He's just still a kid at the end of the day, though. So I like how he plays it. He plays like more, I feel like he's more awkward and like dorky, which is, I love that for him. And I love that, like that role and how he plays it. Andrew Garfield, I feel like he's kind of the same way, dorky, you know, but his is more, I feel like, on the love side of things, personally. I feel like, obviously, though he's fighting bad guys, Emma Stone was still a pretty good part, like, still pretty big part of his movies. And I just got to rant real quick. I remember when I watched his Spider-Man movies, and I already knew, like, she was, oh, spoiler, I already knew that, like, she was gonna die, Gwen Stacy, I already knew she was gonna die at the end of that, like, I knew, like, everyone knew she dies at the end, like, it's nothing new, but I cannot get over the fact that I think she could have survived that fall. I think she could have survived that fall from, like, don't get me wrong, I understand it, like, she fell from, like, this tall building. Like, I get why she died, you know? Like, I get it. But honestly, like, just, I feel like seeing Peter, aka Andrew Garfield, like, so, like, sad and distraught over, like, her literally dying. Just saying, he, like, died in front of her. She died in front of him, basically, just saying. And, like, I get why she died and how, I should say. I get how she died. But I just feel like she could have survived. Like, I don't remember her head hitting the concrete at all. It's kind of like more like Whiplash, I'm pretty sure. But so sad. So tragic, honestly. It was crazy. I just could not. I could not get over the fact that I'm like, she could have at least survived. They could have at least did something. Why take that away from him? He lost Uncle Ben, and now he lost Gwen Stacy. What are you doing to him? Like, you know, like, it was, like, crazy. And even for, Tobey Maguire, I know that he ended up losing Uncle Ben. That's how it works. That's how it starts. Like, in these movies, they lose Uncle Ben. It happens. But in, I'll say Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and Tom Holland's Spider-Man, him, oh my gosh, the last movie that came out from his universe, I went to the theater to watch it. I remember being so, like, I couldn't cry because I feel like I was with my family. So I'm like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to be the only one crying because I don't think anybody else by me was crying. So I'm like, I'm not going to be the only one in my family or in this theater bawling my eyes out because Aunt May died. I cannot do that. I'm not going to be the only one crying like that. So I held it back. I remember I was so sad. I was like, literally gonna start bawling my eyes out. Well, I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna suck it up. I'm gonna get over it, and we're all gonna be fine. So I did, and that movie was really good. I enjoyed it. Spider-Man No Way Home, and I like all Tom Holland movies, but No Way Home was really good. I like Doctor Strange being in it. The camera shots were beautiful. The effects was beautiful. Oh my gosh, so great. I love the storyline. Crazy, but it was really good. The only thing, obviously, I feel like as any, like, viewer would be like, oh my god, I hate the fact that they made MJ, and basically all of them, but MJ, forget about him, which is understandable, and I get it. Like, why would they do that for? Literally, they made everyone forget that he was Spider-Man and forget him in general. Ned didn't remember him. MJ didn't remember him. Even, what was his name, Happy? Didn't, like, remember him either. That's, oh my gosh, yeah. That was kind of it. And then I'm like, I'm just waiting for another movie. That's all I'm waiting for right now. I need something. I don't know if they announced another Spider-Man. Like, I need something. Like, they're not allowed. Like, honestly, they're not allowed to just leave people on cliffhangers or leave people, like, distraught. Like, cause I'm honestly, like, what is happening? Now I need to know, like, if there's no way he's just going to let her, you know, be and have her not know that, hey, we were together at one point and I'm Spider-Man. Like, let's not forget about that. So I'm waiting on something, Marvel. I know somebody's listening. Somebody out there listening, and they better be connected to Marvel. So I'm waiting. And yeah, for the most part, Spider-Man movies are really good. I enjoy Spider-Man for, like, the whole Spider-Man universe in general. Also, oh my gosh, I almost forgot to mention the merge that had happened. The whole merging thing with the whole, like, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man coming in, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man coming in, into Tom Holland's Peter Parker whole, like, Spider-Man world. That, oh my gosh, I'm pretty sure when I went, There was a lot of people, but nobody really gave, like, the biggest reaction to, like, everyone coming in at one point. Obviously, I feel like everyone knew that they were going to be in it. I feel like it was bound to happen. Same for the fact, everybody's like, oh, are you going to be in the movie? Are you going to be in the movie? And they're just sitting there acting like, oh, I don't know if I'm in the movie. Oh, I don't know. I'm not in the movie. Like, we all know you're in the movie. It was, you know, even if they weren't in the movie, we all knew something. Hey, something was there. Even if they weren't in the movie, they were planning on being in the movie, and it just didn't happen. But that whole thing was crazy for this movie. Oh my gosh, like, I love that whole merge and how they enter too, and then how emotional it was, kind of, when they were all, like, when they were all kind of bonding, and it was, like, funny. And this was, like, one of those movies. I feel like a lot of Marvel movies recently that have came out, even though it came out in 2021, a lot of Marvel movies that have came out, like, recently, I would say, have been, like, I'm not gonna say they were bad, I'm not gonna say that, they were not the best, I should say, because Marvel focused too hard on trying to make them so funny. And I say that for everything other than Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and not Guardians of the Galaxy, but the Marvels, Ant-Man, even the Marvels was eh. The Ant-Man and then Thor, Love and Thunder, those two, I was just kind of like, it's not that great because they focus too hard on making it, like, so funny and making people want to laugh. Like, you know, they just kind of missed the mark on making it, like, an actual funny movie. They tried to be funny, it just didn't work, basically. But, you know, like, it just didn't really hit the mark. Like, they didn't get a bullseye, basically. Like, they were kind of, like, on the edge of the whole target. It just didn't work for, the movie they tried it for, basically. And we're going to move on to another character. What character should I talk about next? I'll talk about... who do I enjoy? Oh, actually, let's go to... Wanda Maximoff. Elizabeth Olsen. Loved... Yeah, I love her character. I think I love her power. Her power to, like... She does... I feel like she does everything. She's one of the strongest, like... She's one of the strongest superheroes out there, just saying. Like, that is something I will stand on. I will stand on. Like, she literally almost defeated Thanos. Like, trust me, she can kill anyone. Like, she's doing that. You know, she literally... Spoiler for anyone who hasn't watched the WandaVision. She literally turned a whole town, like, into, like, her, like, basically, like, her Sims character, her, like, it was a simulation or something. Like, literally, she literally turned a whole town under her control. She built a whole town. Like, trust me, she can do anything. But I love her character so much. Like, if I needed to pick, like, a superpower, I would pick her all day, every day. And her actual, like, her power, or her, like, storyline, I should say, actually goes back all the way to which movie? Oh, Avengers Age of Ultron. She goes all the way back to that where she had a brother. Oopsie. He's kind of gone, but where she had a brother, but he died. So, Quicksilver. He got shot. So, she goes all the way back to there where she was, like, younger. She was just getting her power. She kind of hated the Avengers. At first, she was kind of like, she was against them, kind of. And then she had to work with them because they didn't want to be in that situation. So she started working with them. And then, let me tell you what her bio on Marvel.com says. Notably powerful, Wanda Maximoff has fought both against and with the Avengers, attempting to hone her abilities and do what she believes is right to help the world. So, yeah. So, when they say working against the Avengers, she didn't like them because Tony Stark, you remember when I mentioned that he was, like, rich? Basically, he was rich because he owned Stark Industries, it was called. And Stark Industries, like, their product is what kind of killed her parents. Or, basically, his products were, like, she seen his products when her parents died. So she kind of, obviously she didn't like him. Like, if you see one thing, you're going to connect it off and be like, oh, he killed my parents. You know, his product to my parents, his product was at the scene of the crime. So I'm going to try to kill him. So she didn't like him for a long time. She really played with all their minds. She, like, mental manipulation is one of the powers that she have. That's crazy. And she's just super strong. Like, it's just crazy. I cannot. She also has the ability to have telekinesis. She has levitation, and she has energy blast. Like, come on now. I love her character. Definitely top female character on my list. She's probably number one on my, like, when it comes to, like, strength and when it comes to her abilities, number one on my list in general. But she's definitely number one female character, even though there's not many, but... Out of the, what, now, like, six or seven female characters, she's definitely number one. She'll always be number one. Unless somebody comes in that can kill her in a snap of their fingers, but I doubt it. Yeah, in terms of, like, abilities, she's number one. I do think sometimes she can be like, I'm like, girl, you literally set the town under your command. Like, you can't expect everyone to just be happy with you, you know what I mean? Or get mad at the people and try to help you, you know? Like, I'm just saying. But... I enjoyed it. I enjoyed WandaVision. I get why she was the way she was. Like, she was literally, like, her boyfriend, husband, whatever you want to call Vision, her husband was basically, like, killed one. Not basically. He was killed right in front of her. So I would have went crazy, too. Just saying, like, a lot of people were like, she's crazy. She took a whole town under command. It's not like she, like, I'm not going to say it's not like she meant to do it, but it's not like she, like, went up to every person in the town and, like, put them under, you know, some manipulation spell. Or, like, she, like, it literally was just out of a state of, like, anger and rage that she was like, I'm, like, you're under my command now. So, sorry, can't really blame her, personally. And who else? I'm just do a couple more of my favorite characters. Who else? I love, Doctor Strange. I love Doctor Strange powers. Oh my gosh. I feel like I love everyone's powers, but Doctor Strange and Wanda Maximoff are definitely up there because they actually have, like, super powers, you know? Like, they have powers, you know? Even Doctor Strange, like, his little cloak is, like, you know, keeps him going, but I feel like when you try to compare him to someone like Black Widow or to Hawkeye or Iron Man, obviously they use more so their strength and their ability to do certain things. Like Iron Man and Rachel, he has a suit. Black Widow's good in combat, so she has guns, so she can easily, like, fight someone and take them out. Doctor Strange and Wanda, they can go all day. They can manipulate you. They can, like, he's basically like a wizard. So, just saying. That's why they're, like, number one. For Doctor Strange. Oh, I was gonna say, they don't even have a section for him on Marvel. For Marvel Studio, they say, formerly a renowned surgeon, Doctor Stephen Strange now serves as the Sorcerer Supreme's Earth's foremost protector against magical and mystical threats. And Multiverse of Madness with Wanda was really good. I enjoyed the movie. It was kind of sad too, but I enjoyed the movie. Again, I feel like Marvel, I like them a lot just because their effects and then their use of shots, they're really good. And I feel like Multiverse of Madness was a really good, like, showing of that. So, yeah, like I said, he's basically a wizard. He did really good in the role. Paul Bettany was very good in the role. But another character that I liked was, Chadwick Boseman, Black Panther. Again, I feel like everyone loved that movie, not just because, and I'm not even supporting him just because he was, like, a black superhero. That character, like, him in general, Chadwick Boseman, loved him as a person, RIP, and Black Panther was such a good movie. I remember I'm pretty sure I watched it in theaters, I believe. Like, it's very rare, even though I work at a movie theater, and I should probably take advantage of the moment because I get free movies. It's very rare that I go to a theater, and I'm pretty, and like my family in general, it's very rare that my family actually goes out and watch the movie in theaters. Like, we literally watched Black Panther in theater. We watched the Black Panther Wakanda Forever also in theaters, and it's very rare that we even go out to watch a movie like that in actual theater and, like, pay for a ticket, but we did because everybody was committed to watching it. And it was also so sad. It was such a good movie. Like, it was, again, one of the movies, not like in this most recent phase of Marvel, that wasn't filled with so much comedy. And obviously they really couldn't because it was such a sad, imagine it was probably one of the saddest movies to film for a lot of them, because you have a character that actually, like, died in real life, and they had to actually do, like, the same thing in the movie so, like, it would be bad if they had somebody else to try to carry out, you know, his role. Like, I would not like that at all, but it was such a good movie, and it was so sad, and it was so emotional, but at the same time, like, it encouraged you to, like the new people that they're bringing in. It encouraged you to actually want to watch a movie. You know, it wasn't so sad that it kind of, like, was, like, blah or anything, but it was such a good movie. It was a very, motivational type movie, and it really supported the characters that were still in there. I liked it. I also liked like the whole like woman empowerment thing, because there were so many women like fighting against these bad guys. So I loved the movie. I loved the backstory. It was so cute. Loved it. I'm gonna talk about one more person, and I keep looking at Hawkeye. I'm gonna go Hawkeye. I love Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye. Yeah, I'm gonna do him, because I keep looking at his name and I'm like, should I talk about him? But yeah, Hawkeye, the show was really good. I loved it. I liked that it was, I think I liked it more because it was based around Christmas time, and it's like his whole premise was kind of like, you know, I need to help and do whatever I gotta do in New York, but also I have to get back to my family. I need to help my family before I leave. I enjoyed it. And on Marvel.com it says, Hawkeye, a master marksman and longtime friend of Black Widow, Clint Barton serves as the Avengers' amazing archer. And yeah, he's skilled kind of like, again, like Black Widow, where he's kind of like really good at something in terms of he's a good archer. So there he is, and he can fight. So there he is. Like, that's his power. Not like, you know, he actually has a power in his body, but either way, he makes it work. That's the thing with every person in Marvel, the Marvel realm, even though they don't have a superpower in their body, like, you know, where it's like with them, they're kind of like a mutant, dare I say, even though they're not like one of them, like they all make it work. None of them are kind of like lagging behind, you know, like they may need a little help from someone else. Like, if, you know, if they're fighting up in the sky, they may need a little bit of help, but either way, none of them are lagging behind too much where it's like, why are you even at the fight, you know? Like, they're there, they're there, but they're actually doing something. It's not like, oh my God, like, he isn't helping at all, so there's no point. They're all, like, strategically, they're all helping it out. I love his backstory with Black Widow. That was so cute. I loved it, even though it was very sad. Oh my gosh, the scene in, was it Endgame? And I believe it was, oh my gosh, was it Endgame or Infinity War? I believe it might have been Infinity War, though. When Natasha, Black Widow, had just to throw herself off the little cliff, because one of them had to be sacrificed. Ridiculous, but that whole scene, so sad. So crazy. I love how he has a little family now. It was beautiful. Yeah, I honestly really enjoyed the movie. I enjoy everything. Even he's not one of those annoying characters, you know. He's actually pretty enjoyable to watch, in my opinion. But that's all for today. I know this show wasn't as long and, you know, had some little technical difficulties, but I will be on next week, actually. I'll be on next week, and I'll be continuing this whole Marvel, talking about Marvel and the whole world. So we'll talk about that. But next week, I think I'll go a little into about the future Marvel and like their next projects that may be coming out and the people that we're going to be seeing more of. So that's what'll be on next week. This was the Sheila Show, where we talk about movies and TV shows and yeah, basically everything at this point. So have a nice day. I'll see you next Friday at 1:00. Bye.